Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $382 million. Play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. The Boone County Sheriff's Department in mid-Missouri has identified two women arrested in a multi-county chase last night. KMIZ reports Samantha Rachels and Diane Williams of the St. Louis area are in jail after the stolen car they were allegedly driving was eventually stopped near Warrensburg, east of Kansas City. More than 1,000 people were on the downtown Clinton Square in western Missouri for a candlelight vigil last night held in honor of a police officer, that's Gary Michael Jr., who was shot and killed Sunday night during a traffic stop. David Lee has more.
A visitation is planned for Friday evening, then again Saturday morning, with a funeral at 11 o'clock. The suspect, 39-year-old Ian McCarthy of Clinton, has been charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action, and arraignment is set for Friday morning. He was taken into custody Tuesday evening about 20 miles southeast of Clinton without incident. Law enforcement are still trying to locate the weapon used in the murder and trying to find out if McCarthy was aided in any way while he was on the run. David Lee, Missouri Net, Clinton.
A state audit raises red flags about billing procedures at a Missouri hospital. Alisa Nelson reports.
Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway says an audit of Putnam County Memorial Hospital shows $90 million in inappropriate lab billings by hospital leadership and associates. A lab company and its affiliates do nationwide lab work, but Putnam County Memorial Hospital bills for their services to insurance companies. In turn, the hospital gets a cut of the insurance payouts. The practice funnels millions of dollars through the hospital and reduces it to what Galloway says is essentially a shell organization for labs across the country. Galloway has turned over audit records and information to state and federal authorities. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A body that was found in a ditch Tuesday in southern Missouri's Newton County has been identified. KZRG reports the victim as 57-year-old Lanny Holman, an escapee from an Oklahoma halfway house who had a warrant for his arrest issued in January. 350,000 people are expected to attend this year's Missouri State Fair in Sedalia, which kicks off today. Total entries in the events hover around 30,000 every year, with agriculture being the major driver. State Fair Director Mark Wolf says the livestock exhibitions are the single biggest draw.
Our participation numbers are huge. We'll have somewhere around 5,000 4-H and FFA kids exhibiting, and they probably bring somewhere around 15 to 18,000 entries to the fair each year, so they're showing hogs, sheep, cattle, chickens, rabbits, you name it.
The Missouri State Fair has an operating budget of $4.5 million that no longer receives general revenue funds from the state legislature. That source of financing was eliminated in 2011. You're listening to Missouri Net News.